Good morning. This is Tasha and Maya with your 10 a.m. Zetlines.
In local news, jet skiers around Magnetic Island to the state's north have rescued a green sea turtle yesterday after noticing it was in poor condition. The group had noticed the turtle's shell was bloody and was peeling away and had eventually been able to load her up onto a jet ski before taking her to a nearby Horseshoe Bay. The turtle, named Princess Peach by one of the rescuer's children, was met by vets from the turtle hospital and will make a full recovery.
In national news, in light of One Nation's rise, Sydney Tales MP Zaggy Stendel and Allegra Spender unveiled a new centrist party. The Community Strong Australia Party will focus on AI tech, cultivation, housing, climate and cost of living. Both Stendo and Spender in recent history have taken over seats previously taken by Tony Abbott and Malcolm Turnbull. However, the party will not have a leader until it reaches 10 members. And in addition, a challenge arises with major parties due to new funding laws are permitted to spend millions in marketing. The application lodged with the Australian Electoral Commission for the party will be formalised in October.
A remote Aboriginal community in Western Australia's Kimberley says it has been waiting for more than a decade for safe drinking water, as concerns continue over nitrate contamination in the local supply. About 100 residents at Pandanus Park, around 2,300 kilometres north of Perth, say they are still relying on a single filtration system and bottled water for infants, while some residents walk along long distances daily to collect clean water. Testing by the Water Corporation shows nitrate levels in the supply are below limits for adults but above the recommended guidelines for babies under 3 months. Health experts say even low levels of nitrate may pose risks for vulnerable groups, including pregnant women. The state-owned Water Corporation says infrastructure upgrades at Pandanus Park are due to begin next year.
In international news, King Charles has become the first monarch in history to reveal how much tax he pays, putting nearly £13 million in 2024 to 2025 and putting him in the top 100 of UK taxpayers. Prince Harry also followed suit, revealing his £8.34 million in the same time period. A decision both he and his father allegedly took voluntarily to, quote, encourage wider understanding and accountability. While the figures do not give much detail about the tax, how the tax was calculated, it does reveal how the crown's income work. The king receives an annual income from the Duchy estate, which netted him more than £25 million this financial year.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of a shower or two later in the morning. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. There's no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.